Vi er nået til det sidste indslag i motorprogrammet i denne uge. Vi har mødt den øverst ansvarlige for salg, marketing og PR hos Subaru i forbindelse med de første internationale prøvekørsler af den nye Subaru e-Outback, David Dellostrito. I en åbenhjertig samtale om den nye bil og den filosofi, der ligger bag udviklingen af bilen, forklarer Dellostrito blandt andet, hvordan man målretter indsatsen.
If you ask me to summarize what we're trying to do, Søren, I'd say, look, we have three silos. We've got safety and weight. Before you laugh, because I know this is normally considered as a hygiene factor. The second one is sportiness. You know about your sporty cars and motorsports. We used to sell Outback models, which used to have 3.0, 3.6 engine displacement. This is how the Outback was born. Subaru was born as a sporty brand and capable brand, so that's the second point. The third one is outdoorsy. We're selling people who live in this kind of places, Soren. They don't show off in the city. Plus, they don't need really to show off. It's about what the car does, more than what the car
They only
expresses.
Go there to be charged in between.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, we're just focusing on those three key points in terms of engineering. And we have a partner, Toyota. And yes, we are building the cars with them. And we're not shying away from this.
I mean, it makes sense. Then you can share the cost.
Why wouldn't we? And if you ask me, I'd say I'm proud. I am proud to be associated with one of the largest manufacturers in the world and the most reliable. Do you know how much time we saved by partnering with them? We're talking about survival in Europe. Yes, we'd love to develop our own products, but you have to be humble. You know who you are. Our engineers are geeks. Soren, we are a bunch of geeks. We want to be able to create, to add our own features to a product. We don't need to build the whole battery system from scratch to be able to claim that. It's not the point. We want to use an existing platform and then start working on it. Partnering with Toyota has been amazing. We dispatched 100 engineers 5 years ago to Toyota. And if you were sitting where I am, you'd understand how the two cars retain their identity. Perhaps some of your listeners might think, okay, well, this is a sister car, it's essentially the same thing. Well, I will respect that opinion. No one should force somebody to listen to something they're not willing to listen to. And it's probably the quickest route to making a decision. But if you want to talk seriously, then we need to look at the facts. Most of the time we spent on the Outback, which we built at Subaru, for Subaru, was to make sure there was enough differentiation between the two products. You should also know that initially Toyota didn't ask for the Outback. I'm going to repeat this. Toyota, when we started to work with them, they didn't ask for an Outback. We did. My good old friend was the guy you asked. His name is Inoue. He's one of my old mates. And the other guy on the Toyota side, the way I would sum up what they've done is, because some of the elements are common between the two cars, maybe I could sum it up like this. You know, imagine you own a restaurant, right? And I own a restaurant. And I'm a 4-star restaurant, you're a 5-star restaurant, because you gather far more people than I do. And the point is, two chefs go to the fish market in the morning, and yes, they buy the same fish. And many of the ingredients they bring to the kitchen are similar. The marketplace is open to everyone, like the car market. And I will finish with this very simple metaphor. They go back to the cooking place and they look at each other and they know they will end up with a dish that tastes different. It will be priced differently. It will address a different audience, even though it has got things in common. This is how I would sum up the collaboration with Toyota. It's a brilliant one.
It's an engineer's way of looking at things, as far as I can see. And I did a speech for the Danish and the Association of Engineers. And when I just opened a little bit about that I should drive this new Subaru e-Outback, they started to say, yeah, Subaru, that is an engineer's car. They were fully aware about it, and I understand what they are saying. And they, okay, very fast, they're talking technique in traditional terms, so yes, to say. But the way of thinking, the way of doing things, also this about cooperation. Yes. I can tell you, you have this heritage in motorsport, that they have this so-called Formula Student. Have you heard about Formula Student?
Yes.
A Formula Student, they have a team in the Danish Technical University, which actually was second in what I call the world championship for Formula Student last summer, out of 129 participants. But what I see there, and I'm very fascinated by this familial raising, which is called, it is we have 40, 50 people working together, students using all their spare times to work together, to enjoy what they're doing, to develop the technique, to make it available for, let us say, people like me, who's not an engineer, but I love it a little bit too. And then, of course, all these people who want to drive around and have this freedom about being in a forest like we are now. And then, I guess, later on, also I come back with a serious test in Denmark. Thank you very much.
Well, you have a great day. Thank you very much, Søren. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Tak endnu en gang for snakken til David Dellostrito fra Subarus europæiske salg og marketingorganisation. Jeg håber, at I fik fanget det meste af indholdet, og vil I vide mere om den nye Subaru e-Outback, er der masser af læsestof på motorsiden.dk. Den nye Subaru e-Outback er på vej ud til de danske Subaru-forhandlere netop nu, og der vil man, gætter jeg på, også kunne prøve en tur i den. Med de ord er slut på motorprogrammet i denne uge. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og jeg er tilbage igen i næste uge med en prøvekørsel af den nye fuldt elektriske BMW iX1 eDrive 20. Og så skal vi også se og høre nærmere om, meget apropos, søstermodellen til Subaru e-Outback, nemlig Toyota BZ4X Touring. Men det er først i næste uge. Hvis du i mellemtiden vil se billeder og læse mere og meget af det, du hører om i motorradioen, så besøg motorsiden.dk. Motorsiden.dk og også Formel E.dk præsenterer sig Grand Prix Tours, der er ekspert i motorsportsrejser til Le Mans med bus, fly og også for dem, der vil køre selv.